This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists in industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right.
Here I am, live.
Yeah.
Watching via dance.
Let's see how we look on the live stream. Yeah, we are there, man.
Looking good. Here
Looking
we are.
Good. Here yeah. we go. Yeah. Kaina, how are we doing?
Doing well. We're excited to be here with Drama Duo.
Yeah.
Via's my Aquarian sister, and we cause mayhem wherever we go. So I'm a little distracted because Via's here. I just
want to
be
taken.
Near her and go play with her. Yeah.
And you were playing with the bunny here, too, the Dynasty
Bunny.
Yeah,
I was just playing with the bunny. If you want to check out my Instagram, there's many videos of me playing with the bunny.
How awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. You were on Dynasty Podcast, I want to say, was it 16 or 17? It was somewhere like 16, 17.
I don't know. I feel like maybe between... Yeah. I have no idea anymore.
It was in that space, though.
Yeah.
I know, like, things move so quickly.
Yeah.
You were on a while back. The first time we had you on was with the Burns Twins. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
We had you on with the Burns Twins, and that was more of a, like, kind of, like, group interview,
mm-hmm.
where you guys were talking about, like, a joint project. But you've been doing a lot of the solo thing now, right?
Yeah. I'm just working by myself and with collaborators always still, but, you know...
Yeah. Talk about the decision to kind of be like, okay, cool. Like, I've done the collaborative thing. Now, like, I want to step out on my own and really, like, take center stage with my music.
I feel like I just wanted a moment to myself. And, like, that's no, shade at the twins at all. But
sure.
It's kind of hard sometimes. Like, not only am I a woman in the industry, but I'm a Latina woman in the industry. So
mm-hmm.
It's kind of sometimes, you know, people would... be like, oh, I didn't know you wrote your own songs or whatever, you know? So I just kind of wanted a moment to establish myself as my own person.
Yeah.
And plus, I've been doing it for a really long time. It just happened that project popped off, and which is really amazing. But I also, I wanted to be able to create things by myself more, still with collaborators, but, you know, working with, like, three or four people on a thing is a lot sometimes.
Well, and you don't want to, like, have it be this thing that you put a lot of work into, and then people are like, have you heard this new Burns Twins project?
Yeah.
Again, nothing against the Burns Twins, man. Those
kids
are
I love
super
them.
Talented.
I love them, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, I would imagine that's, like, a risky run, because I do think that, like, people see a female in a band or in a group, and they just think, like, do you do merch? Or, like, you know, what do you do?
No, right. It's a reoccurring thing, whether I'm working in music or working behind the scenes in music. And
mm-hmm.
it's something that I felt with the release of the new EP that I just did, the difference between, like, me working with boys and me working by myself. You can feel the difference as a woman in the industry. But either way, I'm still really excited to be putting new things out there and doing the work I do. I think it's just a matter of time that women are no longer looked at the way that they are within business or within music or literally any career, honestly.
Sure, of course, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think Chicago, and I don't know, I'm a guy, so correct me.
Right.
it feels to me like Chicago's female artist community is expanding or is becoming more vocal or more visible. I mean, that's the impression that I have.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always been amazing women artists in the scene.
Sure.
I just think it's finally a time that... You know, I hear women like Tasha specifically, like, speak out about it. Like, where are the women producers? Like, we love our boys. Like, my whole band is boys, and they're some of the most respectful, caring boys who help uplift my voice and know that that's the mission. But still, like, I would love to have an all-woman band one day or work with all-women producers or just, like, find those people. Like, where is, like, you know, I want to find a cool, like, you know, just group of ladies to
sure.
be working with always who... and not that they don't exist. I'm just like, where are you?
Well,
you
and know? I think a lot of talent, and this is not specific to female talent. Like, I think a lot of talent in general just goes to LA and New York too.
Right.
So
then,
like, the number that it stays in Chicago is smaller. But I mean, this is not like a new, what we're saying is not a new sentiment. It's like Liz Phair's Exile in Guyville was all about Wicker Park in the 90s being like,
mm-hmm.
where the fuck are all the women? You know?
Right.
Like, this
yeah.
is something that Chicago artists have been saying for a long, and, you know, women in general
yeah.
have been saying for a long time.
Yeah. We're like, where are you at? I would love to work on more things with only women. Oh, the cat's back.
The cat is back. Penny is, like, making a lot of appearances tonight on the broadcast. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, but no, it's a, I'm excited. I think that women are about to take over, and then also Christella, who's the pivot manager, is actually
she does great work.
She's my roommate. So
awesome.
It's been awesome living with Christella because we just get to, she's a Latina woman, and we get to empower each other and kind of talk about, you know, our the things that make us feel kind of upset within the industry as women, as Latina women. You know, she talks a lot about how when you walk into a room, sometimes the men don't even shake your hand. Like, you'll shake up with everyone else,
right,
but not
you.
Me. And I'm like, she's like the main person running the show. So it's like, how could you not talk to Christella?
Doing a killer job.
Oh, she's amazing.
You look at what's going on with like all of the pivot artists.
All the boys flourishing.
Yes. Absolutely. Like the campaign that's rolling out for Saba right now.
This cat is so amazing.
The cat is like really taking over
here.
It's
really about the cat tonight.
The pivot team right now is just activating on this incredible level. And absolutely, Christella is like obviously such a huge part of that because like,
absolutely.
You can't, I mean, like you can record cool music no matter what, but like you can't activate campaigns at this level if you don't have good people who are navigating you.
Yeah.
You know, who are making that happen.
Yeah. I'd also like to say it's very, like, I feel like Pivot is so successful too because of they have that woman's touch. Like, she is so careful about, I feel like women are very awesome and in their details and very detail oriented, and she just does a killer job with all the boys. There's like, what, 6-7 boys in this in this boy band, and they're all doing
boy
great.
Band, yeah,
you know, they're mellow, fresh.
Sure.
Saba,
Joseph. Yeah,
they're all doing amazing. All the DJs too, amazing gigs. Like,
sweet. Yeah,
yeah,
and it's not an accident. So.
Yeah, no, they're killing it.
So okay, so I mean, we could talk all night about how great Christella and Pivot are, and like shout out to that whole organization. We love
guys,
Pivot. We love all those guys.
Yeah.
But for you, you know, let's talk about this new project. It's called For You. It's a 3-song EP. When did that come out?
That came out on Friday. Yeah.
So, like, it was, like, just...
16th, it just came out.
Days ago.
Yeah, this is my first interview post-release.
Oh, my gosh, how awesome. How exciting. I'm so glad that this
so
worked
crazy.
Out.
Yeah, it worked out. Perfect timing.
So, okay. So, bring us into, like, I know you were saying, like, you wanted to kind of try doing your own thing, but, like, day one where you're sitting down, you're writing songs, you're being like, okay, like, you know... That was great.
Mm-hmm.
This. Like, what's your frame of mind? Are you excited? Are you anxious? Are you?
Well, you know, coming out of Sweet as Hell, it's a mix of emotions. Like, I was younger than I am now and had a lot to learn. You know, we put this thing out and we didn't really expect to be thinking about like splits or like what that even is or what moving forward with the branding is or if we're a band or not. Like, very like.
And that's. Like sticky stuff.
Yeah, it's just, and it's also things that like I'm like, why can't I just make art? Why do I have to worry about business?
Because people
but it's
like
labels,
right? People like labels.
Yeah, labels, and also like I think art just becomes tricky when there's business involved with it, and that's just like a you know it kind of when you're young and you're like, oh, I want to make a career out of this, but that means that I have to think about XYZ. It kind of tears at your soul, and I mean, as most artists, I'm very sensitive about my art, but like. That's like my lead intention. Like my lead intention as an artist is to create like whatever being or whatever you believe in. Like I want you to feel the closest to God or a God or an energy that makes you feel, you know, higher. That's like my intention with every song is creating a feeling and like a moment and something that you feel in your soul. So when I have to make it about business, it kind of hurts, you know, because it's a stab. It's a stab at like, me literally being vulnerable and putting myself out there as a vessel for other people and feelings and things. Like I feel like I'm a vessel sometimes. And when I have to make that a business, it really hurts my soul. Yeah.
It's a tricky thing. I mean, I think that the balance of art and commerce has always been something, I mean, in so many concentrations that it's always been difficult for a lot of artists, you know?
Yeah.
It's
especially like, I also feel like it's one of my only tools in the States in a place that has a bunch of systems and people who don't want me to exist as a Latina woman or like a person of color. Many of, you know, a lot of the time people of color who are artists, you know, art is the only thing that cannot be taken away. That's the way I feel. I feel like that's literally the one thing that can't be taken away from me. But then when I have to kind of forfeit it to like capitalism and like, you know, commerce, I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm playing into this, you know.
But is there, like, is there a upside to it where you're like, well, I'm going to reach more people this way? Or like, well, I'm going to get to play live in front of people? Or
yeah,
like
of course. Like, I mean, I know that there's like a, you know, means to
it's
it.
It's like a necessary evil.
I know, it's a necessary evil for sure. But it's just, I think that it was just an initial shock because I didn't, those songs were, like, the songs on Sweet as Hell were songs that I had written, like, before I met the Burns Twins, like, in my journal from high school that I was like, no one's ever gonna hear this, or this is, we're just gonna put this out and it's not gonna matter. And then it just did well, and I was like, well, fuck, now I have to, like, think about it this way. But, I mean, it's been a year and a half, almost 2 years, and, I mean, you just develop thicker skin when you go through this quickly and without thinking about it and absorbing as much information as I can. And, you know, for you is really vulnerable again. Yes. It's like super vulnerable for me. The video I did for Happy, I like intentionally did two things that made me really uncomfortable, which was sit in front of a camera and like make a music video with just my face. And then also, be vulnerable, which is really difficult for me.
Yeah.
So this whole project was emotional to let go of because it was just like 2 years of like learning a lot and being vulnerable and like being okay with like sharing again. And
those are scary things though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like talking about it and I'm like, ugh, anxious. Yeah.
Out of your like emotional vulnerability.
Yeah. And I know there's a balance to it. You know, like a lot of my really close friends are like, you don't have to do that to yourself. And I'm like, I know, but like it came to a point where I was like, I need to let go of these songs or else I won't be able to feel new things and I won't be able to create new things. So that's why I'm really excited that it's out, is just because when I get to be like, I feel like, you know, I've matured obviously and reached a new level of vulnerability and then also allowed myself to share that new level of vulnerability.
I think vulnerable is a good word for the record too. It's a very, it is very emotional, and it's just like, it's a very like beautiful record. Like it's a like tender and emotional, and like there's a lot of emotion that is inherent in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it comes through, and it's clear that these are songs that mean a lot to you. It does not feel phoned in at all.
That feels good. Yeah.
But I mean, like when I was listening to it, I was like, oh my God, like this is like, I was so glad we were getting you this weekend, right after it came out, because I was like, right after it came out, because I was like, oh my God, like, this is an amazing time to talk about. Like, if we got you, like, you're like, 4 weeks from now, then they'd be like, okay. But I'm glad we got to hear it before you actually came on the show. So the record is out now. What has the response been like from other people? Like,
It's been awesome. Like, I think that people were just excited that I'm finally releasing things again.
Yeah.
And I also think that it speaks to a lot of people's hearts, and that's really exciting because, again, it is a very personal record to me, and there's songs that I hold dear, and I'm always writing from my experience or channeling other really close friends' experiences into songs, and the response has been great. I think it's been like mild, but I don't expect anything crazy. Like these are songs that I just wanted to release, and I just want everyone to go home and like drink wine and maybe cry to them. And like, they don't even need to tell me they did that.
It's not like the promo release for the tour.
Yeah.
For the,
And like, maybe I did wish I did a better job at releasing it, but I also in the back of my mind think I didn't do that because I really just wanted them to be songs that people sat with, and like, you can tell me if you like them or not, and if you like them, you don't need to tell me whether you like them or not, because I really just want you to sit with them and like feel
a response,
just think about it. Like, I that's what I do with those songs, is like, they're very personal to me, and they're songs that are so important to me that I really don't care whether they do well or not, because I just want them to be out there for other people.
Yeah,
to feel.
It's just that catharsis.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, absolutely. I think that's incredible. So the record is out now. Like, what's ahead of you in 2018 now that you are like, you know, you've put out this really emotionally vulnerable piece of work, and now like you're really on this path of like, you know, you've established, but you are going to, I would imagine, continue to establish like, hey, I'm an artist in my own right. I'm not just part of this thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you were talking to Via and Ael about what they do, and I'm always doing a billion things. So
right.
I'm actually leaving on Wednesday because I'm going to be tour assisting Raven's tour.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I didn't know that.
But yeah, no, I haven't really told people, and like, don't feel like talking too much about it, but sure. I just like, I'm excited to, you know, travel and learn off someone else's tour. While releasing my own thing, I'm literally just released something and I'm dipping for like a month, which is so exciting. I can just let it live on its own.
And then like, like put your headspace into somebody else's work.
Yeah. And just learn. And I mean, I think we talked about this when I was on previously, but mm-hmm. I'm just a student of a bunch of things. Like that's how I, you know, I don't have a manager. I don't have a team besides myself still. And that's because I know how to do all those things from learning from Mariah and Sherrod and everybody.
Dude, there's a lot of value, though, in knowing how to do
like, your own stuff. Yeah.
Let me digress on this for like 20 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
I was at South by Southwest mm-hmm. and, you know, and I'm always like on Twitter, just like I live on Twitter. And I would hear podcasters talk at South by, or I would see podcasters talk on Twitter. And I didn't really like know this before. I heard or read a couple of notable, like, you know, prominent podcasters make some reference to not knowing how to edit their own podcast. And I was like, that's wild to me. Like,
yeah.
Like I edit every episode that I do.
Yeah.
And I've had help here and there, but like generally, like if I have no one else helping me on the podcast, I know how to do that.
Right.
I know how to edit, not well, but I know how to edit a video if I need. I know how to make a flyer. And my point in this is like, when I saw somebody, you know, like prominent people be like, I don't know how to do the main thing that you do in this art form.
Right.
I was just like, are you kidding? What? Yeah. That is wild to me. So I think there's so much value in being like, yeah, like help is great.
Yeah.
But I also know how to do this whole thing myself and I can take care of it if I need to.
Yeah. And sometimes you luck out and you get the Cristellas of the world to manage you, who like will never do you wrong and love you and take care of everything. But sometimes like it's me and I'm by myself and I'm learning a ton and I book all my own shows and I like to help my friends book their shows and at least I know how to do it, you know, and even when I do need help, because I know I feel like I'm gonna need help coming soon, I just at least I know what's happening. Like I know what everything means. Yeah.
It's not like I don't know what I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like you can't just come at me and be like, I think you need help with this, and I'd be like, no, I need help with this, you know. Well,
talk about the learning problem. We don't have to talk about Raven specifically, but man, like she's killing it. I'm so happy to see that.
Yeah, she's amazing.
But talk about like just kind of this general thing where you are trying a lot of things, you know how to do a lot of things, you're tackling things yourself. Like how much trial and error is involved in that? Like you booking your own shows or you going on to like manage someone's tour or something like that? Like how do you, I guess let's ask it this way. When you see something and you're going to do it for the first time, how do you say like, I think I can do that. Or like, let me try that.
Yeah.
How does that process happen for you?
I mean, that's what I'm doing for this tour. Like I've produced shows and I've been every role at a show that I could be, like stage manager or whatever. And so I'm a little nervous about the road because I'm not going to be working with a familiar city. And honestly, that's the only thing for me, though, is just being like, I might have to deal with like a different culture or like a different way of process. But I think the way that I've gotten like all my internships and through all my internships and learning is just not being scared or not being scared to ask questions. Like people are at venues to answer your questions. They know more than you do. And when young people are like, how do I do this? How did you do that? And I'm like, I just did it. Or I went up to someone who was like, can we have coffee? Or can you answer this question for me? Or even with Cristella, like I'll be like, hey, what does this mean? And she'll tell me. Or I call up somebody who is a mentor and I'm like, do you have time to answer this question? And so, I mean, I think I've just been lucky enough to trust my gut, and I'm also such a huge problem solver. I try to make sure that I have the ability to try to work things out by myself before I ask a question. But if I really don't know, then I'm not going to try to act like a fool out here. So I'm just going to be like, what is this?
Everything you just said, I teach this entrepreneurial class at Columbia College, and everything you just said is like, I wish... Like, what you just said is, like, the whole 15 weeks. Like, you're like, I ask questions.
This is why I dropped out of school, guys.
But you know what? Like, everything you said is dead on. Like, you ask questions. You're not afraid to admit when you don't know something. You're not afraid to try something new. You're not afraid to ask for help from someone who knows. Like, those are all the right, you know, yeah. That's how you do it. That's yeah. how you learn and get yourself out of your comfort zone and gain new skills.
Yeah, because you also, like, even you could know or all these things, right, like on textbook or paper, but if you don't know how to actually use them, it's
until
a different
you
thing,
it.
You know? Like, I can know as much as I can know about doing whatever, but I learn the best while I'm doing, you know, so.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, and on that note, like, are there other skill sets or other endeavors where you're like, one day I want to try that, or like, eventually I'm going to do this?
I don't know.
Not to say you haven't done enough by any means. I'm just wondering if, like,
what
there's
else can I add to
like,
my plate?
Where you're like, oh man, one day, because like I've been doing podcasting for like a long time, and sometimes I'm like, not that I want to quit. I love doing this, but I'm like, I want to try that thing too.
Yeah.
You know, so I was wondering if you had that thing where you're like, oh, one day
yeah.
I might dabble in that.
I don't have a specific thing. I know I'm a people person, and like my mom's an amazing cook, and I know one day I'd love to help her open up a restaurant. I would love to try to do some podcasting and maybe just document like my family stories or
yeah.
people's close, like I love asking people questions and just knowing who they are, and I feel like sometimes I weird out my friends because I'm like, what's your favorite color? Like,
no,
when did
man,
you
that's...
do this? And I just want to know these things, you know? I think I just want to learn as much as I can about everything that I'm interested in. And it's worked until this moment. Like, there have been moments where I'm working a show and I'm like, oh, I helped someone wardrobe assist, so now I know how to handle wardrobe, and that's a skill that I never thought I would ever have to use again. And then it comes in handy. And I was just talking about this with my friend Sen Morimoto, and he was like, yeah, sometimes I, you know a random skill set that I was like, I never thought I would have to do this again or be interested, and now I know how to do this.
I think it's such a, like, we're in such an amazing time to learn, because it's
yeah.
like, obviously,
everything is accessible.
Everything's accessible. Like, you listed, like, you can just try something, you can do an internship, you can get a mentor, but
yeah.
you can also go on lynda.com or any forum or, you know, Wikipedia even, but, like,
yeah.
you can look anything up in the world now. So it's, like, the barriers to, like, I don't know. Like, that's just gone away so much.
Yeah.
If you're willing to even
ask,
find
look out.
Online, try something, it's, like, you can really... I don't know, like, it does seem like the barriers have just really decreased, where it's like, why not just try, like, why not try a podcast? Why not try opening a restaurant?
Right.
Like, why not?
I don't know, I have no reason not to, I don't know.
Not saying
you're not
doing enough,
right.
Again, that's not
at all
my point.
No, I know
but
what you're saying.
Like,
I mean, I'm always pushing myself, I'm always interested in learning as much as I can and whatever I can, so.
Yeah, you clearly seem like a person who is like, I want to gain as many skills as possible. And no one's ever like, oh no, I'm too informed and I'm multi-talented. This sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the record is called For You. It's on SoundCloud. Is it on like Spotify?
Yeah, it's all on streaming services. And I'm going to be playing a show in Chicago in May on the 25th or 6th or something.
Okay. Where's that at?
Empty Bottle.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna
legendary.
It's gonna be cool. And then playing some college shows here and there. Book me at your college.
book Dynasty Podcast at your college.
Oh yeah,
too.
Yeah. And then
book
he'll,
all of us. At
he'll
your
bring
college.
Me with.
Yeah. Vice versa, yeah.
yeah.
Do a podcast college tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome though. But I love that this record's out. I love how emotionally open and honest it is.
Thanks. It's a process. I think vulnerability is a process for everyone.
Sure. It's not something that's easy.
No. And it doesn't get easier, because as you mature, you kind of have to let go of being petty and just let go and learn more and
healthy,
open
though.
Up. Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. Yeah.
I love it though. I'm really glad to see that you're doing this solo, that your name is front and center, that you are putting yourself first, and that like you're just really, it sounds like you're killing it on all levels, man.
Trying to.
That's exciting though, Kaine. Like you are like, you're activating. You really are.
It's go time, you know? So it's like go time in Chicago. So if you don't want to sleep on your moment or learn something, it's literally go time.
That's my answer anytime somebody goes like, oh, you're doing some stuff. And I'm like, oh, yo, just because everybody else is, man. Like, this is the time. Like, it's not the time to be like, oh, I'll do it next month.
Yeah.
Like, you got to like activate right now.
It's time. It's just time to make things happen. The world needs it, you know?
I love it. The record is great. It's called For You. It's the number 4 and the letter U. It's on all platforms. Kaine, this is awesome, man. I'm so glad we got to do this again. And, like, and the mic's on, and like, yo, as soon as your podcast hits, I will be the first person subscribing.
Yes. Okay, cool. I'll think about it.
Yeah, exactly. awesome. Thank you so much for coming up tonight. We'll be back with more guests next week here on Dynasty Podcasts.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcasts. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the dynamic dynasty, Dynasty Descend.